Blog Talk Radio. Right now. Before
we get back to you, we're going to crown all of them right now. My mama, your mama, you. It's your baby's mama's mama, mama. You. Wife, you. If you need a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to a face. You are appreciated.
I appreciate you, thank you. And I'm what you take to carry you both. Thank you. And the way you play dumb, even when we live in real power. Ooh, thank you. And even as a single parent, mama, you hold it down somehow.
Thank you, mama.
Make them envy somehow.
Thank you, mama.
I appreciate your strength.
Thank you.
Never bite your lip to say what's wrong. A lady in the street and a freak when it's bedroom time.
Thank you.
Go run with me, roll with me, tell me what's wrong in my
head.
Ain't got one better sense to what I'm
on.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining me tonight. I have missed you all for the last 2 weeks. I want to thank everyone for who missed me, who thought about me. You always was on my mind. I needed a little, not me time, but sometimes you need a mental time to, like, just regroup. your thoughts and your mind. Sometimes so many things be happening in your life that you it becomes too much and your plate gets too heavy and it's a load to carry on your shoulders and just mentally can't do the normal things that just seem simple that you do every day. So sometimes you just have to, like, pull back and regroup and start all over again. So I just want to thank everybody for being patient and giving me that opportunity to be able to regroup my thoughts. Once again, I want to say thank you for joining the Lisa Experience tonight. We're going to be having my daughter come on after I make my little statement and talk. She might join in. She might not sit. She just might sit back. Either way, it'll be a good thing she's here. I do have to fix the flyer I put down that it was affection, which I have to come back and say that wasn't a word that I wanted to use. I wanted to use appreciation. So tonight I wanted to talk about appreciation, loyalty, and respect. That's my that's what I'm going to bring up today in my talk and for the Lisa Experience. First, I want to just give a shout out to just making it to Thursday. You know, it's been a blessing, and also we've had some beautiful weather. Turned around, we had some freezing weather. You know, you just don't never know what you're going to get, but every day is a blessing when you wake up and you just get to live another day. I do want to give a couple of more shout-outs. I have some people that are sick and shut in. Once again, my girlfriend, Lois Williams, who I've been friends with since I was in seventh grade. I hope she's on mending, getting well. Also, like I said, my brother's friend, Robert Clyburn, who's on the mend also. I have my cousin, Janice Bowie, who's on the mend also in the hospital. Two people went home, which was a blessing that they went home, and hopefully they're getting their strength and getting back on their feet. Also, Miles, we can't forget about Miles. I haven't spoke to him since a week ago, but I know he was going to be going to rehab, so hopefully he's on the mend and he's going to be a better person. And I have to tell everybody, I've never seen Miles before. I met him through being on the show with my brother, and then I made him my co-host. And I got to tell everybody that people don't know it, but Miles is a very handsome guy. When I walked into his room for the first time and I seen him, I was like, oh, my God. And then I said, Miles, it's me. He said, oh, I can't believe that it's you. You came to visit me. And I said, yeah, I come and visit everybody. That, you know, that's what we're here for. We're here to see people, renew. We're not here just for ourselves. We're here to see other people and make sure they're okay, because that's what we're here for, to make sure people are okay, give them encouragement, and keep things moving. So I want to talk about saying Miles, you know, on getting on the mend. So tonight we're going to be talking about affection and appreciation, loyalty, and respect. So I'm going to tell you a little story about appreciation. This week, someone said that, you know, because I'm a manager, everybody always, you know I'm a supervisor. And they were saying that, well, she's a hard worker, but she let the people run over her. And that kind of hurt my feelings, because I was like, What does that have to do with me being a supervisor? We just here to make money. We're not here to love on each other or befriend everybody. We're here to work. We go in, we clock in, and we do our part, and we work. You don't have to be loyal to me, or you don't have to come in here and kiss my butt and or whatever. Just what you're supposed to do, you do. And I appreciate what you do. I don't know why people always have to hate on other people in life. Like, we should be far from doing stuff like that to people. Like I said, I'm a supervisor, and I treat everybody the way I want to be treated for all the years I ever had supervisors that treated me terrible. And I try to be different. I try to be laid back a little bit. I try to be understanding. I try to work with you. I even get in there and do what you do when I know you should be doing it. Because it's a team effort. And I really get my feelings hurt when people come back and say a person is not being respected. Because I'm not trying to earn respect from no one. I'm way past that. I just want to go to work and do my job. My job is about the people I take care of. It's about the company that I represent. It's not about the people that work with me and come in and we both clock in. That's a thing that you worry about on the outside, who you're befriending. You meet people come and go at work, but you can't be friends with everybody that you meet, somebody that you can befriend. But many people, you befriend them, and then later on in life, you realize that they really wasn't your friend. They were just out to get whatever they could get, too. So, as I said, it really bothered me, and I said, I want to talk about that on my show, about being appreciated. You know, people got to stop looking on the inside. If you're on the outside, just do outside stuff. Worry about where you at. No, you don't have to come into somebody's workplace and tell a person, oh, well, they like this or like that. I don't go in no one else's house and worry about what they're doing. I don't got time for it. Life is already rough and tough. Why would I want to worry about what's going on in another job site or someone's personal house? I don't have time for it. We got to stop gossiping about our brothers and our sisters. It's not a good thing. And plus, envious and jealousy is what make us a people that can't never move on or can't be united, because all we think about is worrying about what somebody else is doing or what they have or how they got it or how they making it or they're doing bad or they work bad or they, you know, they can't get out of bed. Come on. Let's start appreciating people for what they really are and forget about all that other crap, you know, going to work just to gossip and sit around and talk about other people. It's more to do. It's a lot of work out there. That's why a lot of things ain't getting done, because people out there doing things that ain't got nothing to do with work. How many times you get into something and you wind up somebody made a mistake? Why? Because people are not paying attention. And then they can't fix whatever they did. Let's be mindful and of the things that we say, because it can be hurtful things that you can't bypass what somebody said. Let's be appreciating. The last couple of weeks, I've been hit with a lot of hard hitters. And it made me start thinking about appreciating the people that you're with in your life. And I came to a big agreement that everything in life don't mean anything besides the people that you really care about and the things that's going on in your life. All other stuff is just menial stuff that it don't even matter at the end. You don't even look for that type of stuff. That's why I said, don't worry about what's going on in somebody else's life. Just do you. Appreciate the people around you. Appreciate your circle. You know what I mean? If you got a good, strong circle in life of people around you, you ain't got to worry about the people that ain't got nothing going on. It's too much of not going on instead of going on. Appreciation. Start appreciating. My circle is very low. I have my daughter, my son, my brother, and about it. I talk to them every day, twice a day. And I talk to them in the morning, and I talk to them before I go to bed. And I don't worry about what's coming back, if they're talking about me or – no, we're here to build each other up, and that's what we do. We work on building what's going on in our life up, and that's what we should be doing. Appreciation. I appreciate that I have a baby brother. I appreciate I have two children. I appreciate I have a home to live in, and I come home every day, and I can relax and be me, and I can unwind and don't worry about my day and what went on in my day. Appreciation. You know what I mean? I have 5 grandchildren. I don't speak to all of them, and it's not that I don't have a relationship with them. It's just that when you have teenagers, grandkids, they're not thinking about a grandmother. They're thinking about living their life. And when they need you, that's when they call me. So I know as long as they call me when they need me, then we cool. And that's how life is, appreciation. So, you know, fellow viewers, if you could take that with you about just appreciating the people that you have in life, because there's some people out here that's really sad that don't have anybody. And they go every day hoping that maybe one day they could find somebody, you know, they could befriend. And that's why I work on, because for 2 weeks I went to the hospital visiting 5 people. And I sat with them and talked to them. And I don't know if I made them feel better or I know I didn't make them feel worse, but so that sometimes you got to go check on people and make sure everything is okay, because it's a lonely feeling to be somewhere in the hospital and things are happening to you and you're going through stuff and you ain't getting that visit. Everybody should step up and they should go check on a person. And stop making excuses, oh, this or that or whatever. There's no excuses. We do anything else we want to do, but when it's time to really show out, we can't do that. My mother always said that you could go out and party, you could go hang out, whatever, but when it's time to go to church, you don't want to go to church. So we knew we had to go, or we wasn't going out, or we wasn't going to do what we wanted to do. You know, sometimes you got to take the little lessons your parents tell you and make it a part of your life, because they really can help you as you go on in this life to really think about the things that you should do. Because you only get one. You only get one life. And people got to start really realizing that this road that we take, we don't know when now it's time to get off the train. And as we travel along and we're looking out the window at our life as it's going by, we want to see things that maybe we help somebody along the way. Maybe we pick somebody up along the way, or we encourage, or maybe we make somebody's life better from meeting us. So let's start appreciating people. I'm going to take a break, and we're going to come back, And once again, I love everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you. You know, the 2 weeks went by, and I didn't leave anything to let you know I wasn't going to be here. But sometimes you just get so caught up that, not that you forget, it's just that a brain, sometimes when it has so many things on your mind that you just forget, you're just trying to make it. It's tough out here. And I know that we think we're all strong people, but it comes a time that we all break. We all can break. But it's picking up the pieces in the part. So let's take a break, bro, and we'll come back.
Oh, baby. I've been looking at you all night.
Thank you, everyone, for taking a break with me and returning back. We're going to talk briefly now about my son wanted me to talk about respect. So I want to talk a little bit about respect, and then we're going to come in and talk about being loyal. So respect. Anybody always want to talk about, oh, they're not respecting me in a relationship. Oh, she don't respect me. Oh, he don't respect me. I don't get respected. I'm getting tired of having to go through stuff and not being respected. And we all got to start saying that you have to earn respect. And that comes from feeling that you're doing the right thing with people, that they're going to respect you for living up to the reason that you want them to respect you. I'll tell you, as I said, I have two children. And I feel like they respect me. You know, I could call them anytime and tell them, I need for you to do this. I want you to do that. We're gonna work on that. And I have no problem that I know that they're going to come and they're going to be there for me and do as I, not as I say, but what they know that their mother want. So we work on it. And that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to respect people that you know that you want them to be respect you too. And then I respect my kids. Like, I don't get into their business. I don't talk about what's going on in their life. When we talk, we talk. When I talk to my son, I talk to my son. When I talk to my daughter, talk to my daughter. Whatever go on between each of us, it stays with me. Unless I decide I need to find a little bit more out and maybe ask my daughter about it or my son. But even them, they come back and they be like, Mommy, why, you know, you're doing this or you shouldn't be doing that. And I'll be like, just respect my life, my privacy. And I have to tell them quite often, like, stay out of my business and respect me, because they feel that, oh, you act like an old lady. Well, I'm old. I am older. Or you don't ever want to do nothing. Or you act like you can't go nowhere. I don't want to go nowhere. I'm good where I'm at. That's, people got to realize that I'm okay being in my shoes and doing what I need to do for myself. And as far as relationship, I think that we have to start realizing, why do you want to be respected? What are you doing that you feel that you're not getting respected for? Because I always say to people, a relationship, it don't matter, male, female, children, parents, brothers and sisters, you have to always be a person that's willing to work on whatever you have. Like I said a little earlier, every morning I call my brother and we talk while I'm riding to work, call my daughter. And then by that time, I'm clocking in, and then I talk to my son. And this is where I check in. We check in. That's what we call checking in and finding out, was your night good? What you doing for the day? You know what I mean? What you got planned? And then I always, at the end, you know, because we don't say it vocally, but, you know, we know each other that we love each other. I say, have a good day and be safe. Because, you know, we live in a time now, anything can happen. You can walk out the door or on your way to work, and you might not see that person again. And then the closing of the day, before I go to bed, we all speak to each other separately. And then we start another day. And this goes on every day. We talk to each other. So it's nothing there to be like, oh, you've been strange or you've been holding back. No, these are the people that I talk to every day. Now, sometimes I add in other people, and I talk to them, people I haven't maybe talked to in a while, people I've been meaning to get in touch with. And those are the people in your outside circle, but it's not that you don't think about them. It's just that you don't call them as often as you do your inner circle. And I always tell my kids, you got to have a team, because we're out here, and you got to know who you could go to when it's time that you really need somebody. You need somebody who can back you up. You know, if you get stuck out there or you get stuck somewhere or things don't work out and you need that extra hand, You need to have that one person on your side that you could call or you know going to be there for you. I tell you, for example, my brother. I sent him some money to pay somebody, you know, because we paid for the show. We had paid, you know, dues for the show. And I sent him the money. Then he texted me and said, you could have sent an escrow amount because, you know, they take out when you cash out. And I was like, what? He could add that himself. Why I got to put it in there? But then I just think about it and I said, he's right. You know what I mean? Why should people use their money for something that you got? It's your responsibility. But I still just got a little upset and I said, he can add it there. I'm not adding it there. I'm not going to do it. And he was like, won't you keep your words? And I was like, well, I'm not going to keep my words tonight because you're going to pay. You're going to take care of that 50 cent that you probably owed me like 4,000 years ago. So respect. You have to respect your team efforts. So, you know, I think that respect is the deepest word that we are going for now because it's going out further for us because we're driving, people cut you off. People get in front of you, drive slow, you're trying to get somewhere. People try to invade you by, like me, I drive in the morning early. Why people got to get in back of you with their headlights right in your mirror? You can't see anyway, so why you got your lights all on me to make me worse that I can't see? And I hate that. I'm like, respectful that you in the back of somebody and their lights are dead in somebody's eye. You need to be able to see. Where I work at, a deer comes out any time. I don't want to hurt the deer, and I know doggone don't want to hurt my car because I can't see because you got your lights all the way in my car. Respect. How about when you go in the store and it's your space and you're checking out and somebody's right upon you? Okay, do you want to pay for my food? Or do you want to bag my food? Because why are you right next to me on the line and I'm trying to check out? And then when you do pay and you're ready to walk away, they're right behind trying to catch their food coming down the conveyor belt. And I'm like, you want respect, but you didn't even want to give it to me. And how about when you call on the phone and as soon as you say hello, they saying, hold on. Well, can you first let me tell you what I want? I called the eye doctor. I had a problem with my eye. I called the eye doctor, and I said, I want to make an appointment. You know what she said? Well, you have a balance. I said, listen, I know I got a balance. You write me every week about the balance, and you text me. So could I get appointments about my eye and then you talk about what I owe you? And by the way, why do I owe you that amount of money? Oh, this is a good one I want to tell the whole world out there. When the eye doctor write a prescription for your eye, glasses, or contacts, you pay for that. It don't come with your insurance. So I didn't get glasses or contacts, but he handed me the prescription. If he hands it to you, you got to pay for it. So think about the next time you get your eyes checked, that if he hands you a prescription and you actually take it, that's $100 just for the prescription. Now, I don't know when it happened, what happened maybe in COVID, the glasses became a lot of money, or maybe writing out a prescription became a big thing, but that's a thought for today. Be careful. You're dying. Yeah, so that's a thought. So we're gonna take another song, and then I'm gonna bring my daughter in. So stay tuned. I know I'm doing a lot of talking back and forth, but we're gonna get this. I'm just getting back. I'm trying to get myself together. So please hold up tight. Listen to this next song, and when I come back, I promise you, we're gonna have a conversation about loyalty. Take it out, bro. Thank you for joining us back. My daughter just told me that I don't need to take 2 weeks off because I'm all over the place. And I just explained to y'all that I got to get my groove back. So this is what I'm talking about when they get in your space and disrespect you. But, you know, this is how it works when you got kids that just want to say what they want to say. So we want to welcome Nicole back to the show, the Lisa Experience. We missed you for 2 weeks also. So our next topic is being loyal. That's another one my son was like saying that he would like for you to talk about is being loyal to someone. And the time that we're living in, I feel that there's really no loyalty anymore because people that do what they want in your life, in your relationship, and they feel like that it's okay that, you know, they do this. I had someone I called today, and they was very upset because someone should have came and did something for them. They didn't do it, and he was very upset. And I was like, look, cry it out and move on. And when you see them, just do the same thing. Like, you know now where they stand. So you got to start knowing that if we're loyal to somebody and somebody's not being loyal to us, you got to stop. You got to let them know that you're worthy of being loyal to too. You can't go out your way and give and nobody want to give back to you. It don't work like that. Sometimes you just got to show people that it stops here. I'm not moving forward and doing the things that I used to do, and you can't come back and do the same for me. What do you feel?
Hey, everybody on Facebook, Lynn, and on the line. How are you? We missed you, as my mom said. 2 weeks off. We're a little rusty. A lot going on these last 2 weeks. I'm sure everybody have been experiencing a lot of things as well this year, not just the last 2 weeks. I had lost. My husband's mom passed away, and so that's been, well, 2 weeks now. And, you know, everybody knows if you've been through it, it's a lot trying to be there for somebody, not knowing how to be there for somebody. When you think you're being there, but they don't feel like you are, you know, a lot of times you don't know how to be there for people when they're going through things. And like my mom said, loyalty. Like, a lot of times you just feel like you want to be loyal to someone because they've been there for you, and you try to be there for them. Loyalty is a big thing now. A lot of people always say, come back here. Without loyalty, your friendship is based on loyalty. Your relationships are based on loyalty. And it's true. A lot of times, you know, you are loyal to people because of the things that they have done for you in the past, or you have done for them. And sometimes you're loyal to people that aren't so loyal to you, you know. But you hold on to it because of the fact of you're a loyal person. I know she said my brother picked the topic, but it's true. A lot of times you could be in a relationship with somebody and be loyal to people that don't deserve it, not deserving of it. Do you agree?
I agree.
You know, and in life, what happens is later on down the line, you get very angry because you sit and you say, I did this for this person. I've done this for this person. I've been there for this person. You know, why can't they be there for me, or why aren't they there for me when I need them to be there? Well, the truth is everybody's loyalty is not the same. You meet people at where they are. And once you realize that loyalty is not the same, then you have to make a decision. And the decision is, do you want to continue to be loyal to this person, or you want to go ahead and just move on? And that's once again, jobs, relationships, family. It can go for multiple things. Like, sometimes you are really loyal to me. They may not be paying you well, but you're loyal to them because you've been with them so long, and maybe you got a job with them when you really need it, and they, you know, they had an opportunity for you, and you stay there. And so you become loyal to them because of the things that they've done for you, like things in your life might have gone on, and maybe they helped you out. And so you just be loyal to people and things because of personal reasons, and then one day you wake up and you realize, hey, I'm not getting that same loyalty in return. So not so much now. I know a lot of people say friendships it's more about being loyal to each other than anything else, because time doesn't matter anymore. You could be friends with somebody or be in a relationship with somebody or been working somewhere and realize that they are not reciprocating the same loyalty to you that you are to them. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, and the thing about loyalty is it's pushed to the back of the burner nowadays because people don't think of that, of being loyal anymore. People have a lot, so many people have been hurt or mistreated or looked over that they just feel that. That's why, like, you could say that since COVID, people say, oh, there's a lot of jobs out there. People don't want to work. But when we had COVID, a lot of people sat back and said, well, I don't want to go do that. They didn't treat me, you know what I mean? They threw me under the bus, didn't care about me, and now I got to go back and be the same way that I was when I was there before. A lot of people sat back through COVID and thought about it and was like, a lot of places just didn't, you know, didn't care or just fly by and thought you was nobody. So people now come back and they work after COVID and their whole mindset is different. Some just say, I'm just going to make the money. Some say, I'm going to try to do my part. But a lot of us just really got hurt behind companies not really thinking about you as an individual. Just like we thought that things would change now, that when you get sick, a job will be more lenient. Loyalty, like being lenient, like, well, we done went through COVID now, so when our people get sick, we okay with like them taking off or being out, because we know now that it's better for somebody not to be in a company sick and all the people healthy get sick behind being around someone that has some. What they do, they tell you to come back in a day, come back 2 days, or you got to go to the doctor and you got to get a note, or if you don't come back, we're going to write you up or we're going to let you go. So what have they truly learned about COVID, how it reacted to us and made everybody, a lot of people got sick behind trying to go to work, trying to be out in public. You know, they talk about people, they work in hospitals or what do they call them? We call them essential workers.
Yeah, they're essential workers.
Essential workers. But haven't they learned anything through all the ones that stuck it out and was going every day? And being around people that was really sick and watching people die, you know, and not make it. And we haven't, as a people, learned that you have to start being loyal. That's what loyalty means. It means that I respect you enough that if you're sick, you go home and you get better. You go home and you get better, then you come back. And this way, you're not going to harm nobody else because you're home doing what you need to do, and then you come back. Because we know now we all short-staffed. All jobs are short-staffed, so it don't matter if that one person is out because you still don't have enough of people. Because jobs feel that, again, loyalty, they feel that they lost money during COVID, so now they're going to make one person do five people, and they want you to get it done. And how you supposed to get it done, and you the one person. How many times we went out to eat, and one waitress got, like, six tables.
Six tables, right. Mm-hmm.
So you can't even ask her to come do nothing for you, or then when it's time to get a tip, you feel like you don't want to give her one because she's been taking care of five other tables, and you've been waiting to get, say, a bottle of ketchup.
Right.
But you can't really get mad because you understand that they don't care. The company don't care. And she can't do. They can't do nothing about it because they got to work. So if they give them five tables, they by themselves, they just do the best they could do. But yet the company's losing out because you're sitting back saying, I'm not coming back. I'm not going to come back. I didn't get no type of service, one person for five tables. Mm-hmm. How about when you go and they don't make food good enough for you? You go, you order. And I went to one restaurant and left a nice tip. And then when I got my check, they put a $12 tip on my check. And I was like, what is this about? Oh, well, people don't pay the tips, so we put it on a check. When did that start happening? Is that a new rule now that somebody's going to put a person's tip on your check so you don't get a choice of saying how much you want to give that person for whatever service they gave you while they were serving you? That's what I'm saying. Like, now people are hype up on doing whatever they want to you in your pocket.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just like you go out eat. Every time you go out to eat, when we buy food, what happens? It's not fixed right. They don't have the right thing in there. They give you something old, burnt. They don't take their time. They don't put love into the food. I'm just disgusted about ordering food now because you're paying more money and you're not getting better service. What have they learned? A restaurant's been closed for 2 years. Now they open and what? They don't care. It looked like they would have sat back and said, you know, when I reopen, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to get the people to do their best. We're going to really do this, give this service out. We're not going to be like we were before we closed. No. All everybody wants is just to make money. And everything is high. Everything you do, you got to pay more money. And you don't even get the service.
Right.
You don't. And it's sad. Even doctors. If you come in a doctor's office, before you can say your name, they're saying you got a copayment. And then you go in there, you come out, he might even give you the service. You still got doctors don't touch you. You go in there, they don't touch your back. They hear how your heartbeat is, how you're breathing. You tell them there's something that's hurting. They look at it while they're sitting in a chair or they're at the computer typing and just looking up everything. What happened to the mannerism of doctors touching you and seeing what it feels like and what it looked like? I could look at it and tell them on the phone it looks like, and then go ahead and just give me a prescription. We really got to get better, and we really got to get loyal again because it's out the window, and people, and then now they want to give you a survey for everything. You know, everything you do, a survey comes up, and they want you to give a good survey. I don't know who's giving them the survey, but it can't be the right one because everyone I get, I tell them. You need to do better.
Right. I mean, they're giving you surveys, but you don't see the changes in the businesses after you do the surveys. Like, are you just taking the surveys down because that's something that they want you to do, or are you trying to implement changes after you've gotten all these surveys saying that they're not happy or dissatisfied with the service? But the question that I was going to say is loyalty. Do you think people are loyal to you, or are they loyal to the need of you? Meaning, like, they're loyal to you as long as they need you. So once their need changes, so does the loyalty change. And I think that's what we have to really sit and think about. You know, we sit and we be unhappy about things or being in a relationship or friends, and we're upset about, you know, your loyalty to them, and then they're not loyal to you. But is it that they're really loyal to you, or are they just loyal to the things that you've done for them or that you can do for them or that they know that being with you brings to them? And I think sometimes you got to sit down and have a conversation with yourself and say, you know, sometimes it's okay that I'm this type of person, like how you said earlier, that you could be a certain type of person, and that's okay because you don't want to change the person you are just because you're dealing with people that aren't like you. Like, if you're a loyal person, or you're a nice person, or you're a loving person, you shouldn't have to change your demeanor because people around you aren't like that. You know, there's so much mean and ugliness in the world, you know. People tend to want you to be like them, like how you said, how I said earlier, you've been off 2 weeks, so you get it together. But it's the truth. You know, we're so much being around people that just constantly say negative things and test your chin on a lot of topics, that when you're talking to people, sometimes that skews over to, you know, your family or your friends, you know. So a lot of times you have to really decide people are being loyal to you.
What?
If they're being loyal to you, or if they're being loyal to the things that you could do for them. So that's the thing that you might want to ask yourself when you think about the people you surround yourself with. Like, you know how they say, I wonder what Jesus would do. That's what people always say. What would Jesus do in this situation? Well, what do you think the other person that's asking you to do something for them, what would they do? If you ask them the same thing that they asked you, oh, could you give me a ride? Oh, could you let me borrow $20? Think about if you were the person on the other foot asking them for the ride or asking them for the $20 or if they could babysit your kids or, you know, if they give you a reference on the job. Because a lot of times we go way out for people and be loyal, once again, loyal to people that aren't loyal to you. So,
yeah. And we do. Sometimes we stay too long doing things for people, and later on we realize that they really wasn't doing anything for us. We just was doing for them. But it's, I always say, when you wake up, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you don't wake up. You just study still be in that type of frame of mind with someone, and they don't wake up, and you're still just doing for them. I was, you know, me and Nicole, we had a day off, a me day, and we just hung out for the whole day, and I was thinking how that. People got to start, like, going back in time. Like, we haven't had such a long time that we took a day off and, like, really enjoyed ourselves because we're so wrapped up in working, trying to pay bills, trying to make rent, trying to, do all we could do in the home, the house, for the family, that sometimes you just need to take out time and just enjoy company. And I think that it was such a long time that we haven't, like, went and did shopping and went out ate and a whole day of
walk. Like you said, just a day about us.
A day about us and talking and sitting and thinking about the past and thinking about, you know, what we want to do for the future. And we got to get back to that. You know what I mean? Like, we got to stop all time sitting scrolling down Facebook or TikTok or Instagram or on the phone all time. Like, we're such electronical people now that we don't even do human things anymore. I always tell my kids when we out eating, put the phone down. You know, I'm here. Whoever you're going to talk to, you can do that later. And I'm not being demanding or anything. I'm just letting them know that don't miss the opportunity to be with a person and then something happened, you'd be like, darn, she wanted to talk to us. Well, I was too busy on my phone. Now I can't talk to her. How many times people leave this earth and would they be like, oh, I got her voice or his voice recorded on my phone. I can hear their voice. Oh, it's so good. I'm so glad I got their voice on the phone. You ain't got to do that. Spend time with a human being and not a thing that we carry around. A phone, that's what it is. It's a phone. It's for things that you need to get done, but it's not your life. And don't get me wrong, it is some people's life, and that's a good thing. It's people in the hospital that sit and scroll and look, but that is a different situation. That person is not where they could normally be at to have a normal life. So, yes, but people that's walking out every day, we don't have to do that. You know what I mean? Like I say sometimes, we can call them later. You know what I mean? Even when you're somewhere taking care of business, they'd be like, hold on, and they answer the phone. We don't have to do that. Sometimes we can be like, we'll call them later. We'll call later, or we'll do that later. But even jobs now are getting to the point that everybody's on the phone talking to their family. Everybody on the phone talking to whoever, to business. Where do you work? You can't work because you're always on the phone. And, I mean, we're so used to it now, but what's going to happen when people start shooting people down and saying, you can't be on the phone?
It's going to be hurtful.
Boy, that's a lot of jobs now. Like most jobs. And I'm sorry, if anybody's on the line.
Yeah.
Any calls holding before we close out? Anybody holding that? If anybody wants to make a comment or a suggestion or just call and say, happy we're back because we're happy to be back. Same thing on Facebook. Hi, Cousin Lori. We just want to, a couple of minutes left, and we want to just say we're happy to be back. If you got any comments, suggestions, or anything, you could definitely type it in, and we'll respond to you. I know the topic tonight was loyalty and appreciation, and respect, appreciation, and loyalty, which are really, really big topics right now. Especially with everything going on, like in our lives, personal and business, those three things come up all the time. So if you have anything to say, any calls or anything, we're definitely here to listen. Okay, and we have a caller. We have one caller.
What did I tell you about phone?
Good evening, Lisa.
Hi, how you doing, Latoya?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, you've been MIA for 2 weeks. I've been texting your brother asking about you.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Nicole, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? Yes, we missed your voice. We missed your presence and your aura. We appreciate you calling tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. What I want to say to you, Nicole, you're going to weep in the door for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Be there for your husband. Be there for him. It's just going to be, he's going, he's grieving, and it's going to be, I want to expect, not saying that the last shout, you're not going to understand it. We're not going to understand it, but just be there for your husband, Nicole. Be there for him.
Definitely, Latoya. And like I said, not just with him. I mean, I even have friends and that have had family members or their parents pass away. And, a lot of times you call, we always say, well, I'm there for you. If you need anything, call me, text me, let me know if you need anything. And, those words go up on silent ears a lot of times because, people don't call or they don't text, and it's understandable because you're in the moment and you're going through what you're going through, but then at the end of it is, then it's the old nobody was there for me. Oh, when I needed somebody, they weren't there for me. But it's like it's there, but sometimes you do have to be the person that reach out, because we don't know what you're thinking. We don't know what you're feeling, especially for a person that hasn't experienced it. Now somebody that has already experienced death in that way, they could sympathize with you. We can only empathize because we haven't experienced it. So we could offer our help, but that's all we could do. Do you need me to do anything? Or sometimes it's not even money or doing anything. It's just a listening ear. Sometimes a person just want to vent. So I get that. And like you said, sometimes you try to be there for people as much as you can,
correct. They're gonna back you up against the wall, but it's nothing against you.
Right.
But just be understandable. That's all we can do.
Yes.
No matter how far we come close to them. I mean, you're right there, but they still gonna back us way. So just just have patience. Yes.
Yep. Thank you, Latoya.
You're welcome. So, Lisa, to your topic, what we can't expect people to do what we're going to do for them. Loyalty do go a long way, but we cannot expect. I couldn't expect it, even though I was the person front, back, inside. I was right there. I was standing in front of them, but I didn't get the same.
Right.
So we can't expect that, Lisa, even though that's what we're going to do, but we can't expect the same when we're doing it.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a really good point. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. Thank you so much. Good hearing from y'all, definitely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Have a nice evening. And say you're listening, though, Latoya.
I'm sorry?
I said, keep listening, keep listening.
Oh, yes, 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 I'm on. I'm on. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Definitely.
Hi, Tanya. Thanks for watching on Facebook. Hi, Ricky. I think I said hi to Cousin Lori already. Hello, everybody on Facebook land, everybody on the line. And I think Unc say you also have another way of listening in as well. We want to thank you. My mom's back, the Lisa Experience. We are so happy that she's back. She's going to bring it to you back every week again. You know, once a month we do this red table with me and her, where we try to talk about topics that are affecting people, you know, in their day-to-day lives. Like she said, today's topics were brought to you by my brother. We thank you for that. Because sometimes, you know, it's so many things that you could talk about, but sometimes you do fall up. Like, you just feel like, I just don't know what I need to talk about, or I want to speak to people. I want my message to get across to the people that need it. And so hopefully this message tonight spoke to some of you that are in need, you know, feeling like us. Like, just feel like you've been loyal so long to people and the loyalty is just not reciprocated, or the appreciation is just not reciprocated, or the respect level in your relationship or with your kids. A lot of times I hear people say, you know, they feel like their kids just don't respect them. It's a different world now. Kids haven't grown up with the same values that we grew up. We knew to respect our parents. Like, that was instilled in us. But nowadays, you know, the world has changed, and parents now feel like kids should be their friends, and they should be able to express themselves and say what they want to say, and they should be respected as human beings. Well, I don't remember that when I was growing up. I remember a child being in a child's place, and you had to respect your elders. You had to open the door for elders when you seen an older person coming, you would hold the door for them, or you would help them across the street, or you would say good morning to them, or help carry their bags. There's no more of that. There's no more of that. You see people now, and people just don't even attempt. They don't try it, you know. So
it has to be implemented by your core group, your parents, your grandparents, and the people, your environment. We just didn't grow up knowing to hold the door or saying please, thank you, whatever. We were told, you know what I mean? When we did something, they'd be, say thank you, say please, can you have, where you going to go, may I? You know, nowadays the kids don't have that. No one's telling them to do that. You know what I mean? How many times you walk in a store now and people go in and they didn't let the door slam?
Right.
And I mean, like, you're right after them, but they don't even think about holding the door. And then how many times you let cars go by, and they don't even say thank you, put their hand up, you know, for letting me go by. It's a conditioning that people get to the point that it's about me.
Right.
And living in a world with all a whole bunch of people, it's not about you.
Right.
It's about us. And that's when everybody got real. It's about us. Just like when somebody get shot or they die, and then what happened? Just to bring up a little story like this, and then we can move on. When you go to a funeral and you walk on that, we walk around and the first row is all the family that lost that person that's in the casket. You go by and you say sorry for your loss, and you hug them, or you we are praying for you. I'm there. I know what you're going through. And as you walk in that way down the aisle to the main, you know, not the main person, but, you know, if it's a husband or wife or a child that lost their parents or whatever, just remember, as you're walking down there, it could be you sitting on that row, and people are coming by and saying the same things to you. So when we go now, think about you being in that place, because, see, everybody, I never thought that I'd ever be on that first row. And then when I lost my dad, I was. And let me tell you, people that I'd never seen in a long time, I was happy. that they came and hugged me and showed their appreciation that, you know, they wanted, even though I ain't seen them, but they showed me that they cared and that my father or I touched their life. And that's what we got to bring back. We got to bring back love into our house, our community. You know what I mean? It's like they said, it's voting time. Oh, come and vote. You can vote. Okay, but what have they done for us that they want us to vote for? So they do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but we could go and vote. But what about afterwards? What are they going to do for us then? You know? So loyalty and respect. We should always think about that, you know what I mean, and appreciation. So I know we don't have long because we don't really want to go further, and I'm sorry if I really was, like, all over the place, but as my daughter said, I was so happy to come on, but sometimes when you take on other people, topics, it's here, but you really bring it out for another person, what they truly, why they feel that they want you to speak on it. And that's why when I come on, I speak truly about something that's really dear to me. And I'm not saying that I don't bring it out right. I'm just saying that most things got to be a connection with you that you feel deeply about it. And that's why I couldn't come on the last 2 weeks. I was so broken up about a lot of things that I felt that I couldn't really come out and give y'all what y'all really wanted because I just was caught up in mental breakdown, meaning that just so much was going on that you just can't, you know, everything is not like a time that you just really want to be joyous when you got things going on in your life. So forgive me, but as my daughter said, you know, this is just the first rodeo right here from coming back, but I promise you I got more to come. She got more to come, and we're going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I want everybody to be safe and enjoy next week. I heard it's going to be some good weather, and I look forward to seeing everyone and hearing everyone, and for being here with Lisa Experience and my daughter Nicole.
The Lisa Experience, every week, Thursday, 8 to 9. Join us.
And tomorrow night, keep it real with Jay Sean. Check it out, bro.
Happy Wednesday night.
Thank you. like you do, like you do, like you do, like you do, like you do.